Conductor Water, I must admit, I loved it. And it, you know, it's one of those parts that you just, somebody asked me this morning if I'd like to do it again. It's like, no, you kind of have to draw a line. I'd love to do it, but I do really do believe I am a little too old for it.
Really?
Yes. I do, yes, I think.
No, you don't, well, you know.
That's really?
The surgery's really working. Yeah, it's a little tight, but...
No, I will listen to my family on this. My family would say, no.
What is it, do you think, about dressing up in women's clothes? Because I've, you know, just been doing hairspray.
You have
And there is something really fabulous about doing it, isn't there? People's reactions to you are so different.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I loved about Frankenfurter was just because he was subversive. He was just a naughty little demon. And he was just, you know, basically he would do anything for sex, basically.
Many things coming at
me. But I just, I mean, I did change it up a little bit. I mean, since I had to play it with a wig, because it didn't look right with short hair, I thought, you know, it's more interesting if it's his wig and he takes it off every night, but he doesn't dress it or anything. So there's things growing in it, and it's sort of a bit, you know, and the makeup, he doesn't bother to take off. I discovered this great makeup base called Elephant Grey, which just looks tired. It's great. And there was a sort of a shabbiness that I wanted him to be different from everything. I'd seen a lot of Tim Curry copies, and I kind of wanted to divert
just
do something different. But I think now it would just be a bit sad, sort of, you know. I wouldn't be a, I mean, I was fairly athletic at that point. I was sort of...
Yeah, you hit an age, don't you? You just wanted to lie down a lot. Really, it's true, yeah. I mean, the best gig would probably be the body in an Agatha Christie.
Actually, oh, that must be so. Have you heard those things about the guys that, you know, some poor guy who's you know, the stage manager, and he gets to be the body, and then he falls asleep and wakes up just in the middle of the stage.
Be a shocker. No, I could have. I've had to do shows where in Les Mis there's a bit where Marius curls up asleep at the feet and Valjean sings, you know, the prayer God on hope, which is inspirational the first couple of hundred times, but after that it's like, oh, here we go again. And you nod off. You genuinely nod off. Oh, here we go again. That's a terrible thing to say, isn't it? I shouldn't say that. it's very rarely happens.
No, absolutely.
Absolutely. I did as well. In the can in Hairspray. It's a 25 minutes that you're waiting in. I don't even see in the show. You're in 25 minutes for the entrance. So I had my Nintendo Wii in there playing, not Wii, but the Nintendo DS. And then suddenly you realise, oh, no, I'm doing this puzzle and it's coming up to my queue, and you forget. Throw it and come out and forget what you're actually meant to be doing. And then go, aha!
I spend my days like that. What was I doing? Oh, yes, that's what it is.
Do you still have a hankering for the stage? Because most of the work that you do is...
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm hoping. I'm looking at some scripts now. I'm hoping to do some theatre next year, maybe at the beginning of the year. It's definitely... I wouldn't want to turn my back on it. I love live theatre. The thing that's been great about my career is the fact that I've been able to... somehow I've been allowed to go from musical to film to TV to stage to... I mean, you know, well, musical is stage, but, I mean, it's been, as I say, I've been allowed to be very eclectic.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it's like, okay, we'll take a rest from that in a minute, we'll do this, we'll do, you know, and you kind of have to be really hands-on.
And terrific to make that transition into leading man and character acting as well.
Well, Buffy gave me that. Yeah. That was, I actually looked at the part, I thought, this is my chance to be a character actor, because up to that point I'd been, you know, young leading romantic. Mm. And it was, I embraced it with both hands, and you know, it actually allowed me, and from there on in, it's been sort of...
And you do give terrific baddie. Well, you do. No, you really, really do. The episode of Doctor Who... I'm being nice to you now. This is wrong.
What happened?
The Doctor Who episode of you as the teacher.
Oh, that was fun.
Terrific. There was a great scene. I still can't remember it now. Of you one side of the swimming pool. Yeah. That's right. And him on the other.
He was great. It was so good to spar with him. It was great fun. We both took to it. We're like, yeah. You know, we loved it. It was great fun. Great fun. There were some really nice scenes in that, sort of basically almost tempting the Doctor to join me. It was great fun.
Yeah, no, it's terrific. Fun. Tony, it's an absolute joy.
A joy.
Thank
to
you
be
very
here.
Much for coming in and sharing with us in such a loving and liberating way.
I feel liberated.
Do you? Yeah. Yeah, you look it, actually, in that. Maybe a little bit less liberation on that front. The final choice, Little Feet. Yeah. And Dixie Chicken.
Yeah.
What draws you to them?
One of the first bands that my brother turned me on to, actually. Lyle George was a genius. And I love the New Orleans kind of funky... It's New Orleans soul. It's bizarre.
Yeah,
and it's,
yeah.
You know, and it was just... It was the most... It wasn't like anything else that I heard at the time. It came out at the back of the 70s, and I heard it sort of the back end of the 70s, and it was just great, great stuff.
Yes, different. It is a particularly funky one, Dixie Chicken. Mate, lovely to have you in here. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
All the power. And don't forget Merlin, which is on BBC One, a terrific series. Thanks.
Thank you.